There's a fascinating Medrash quoted by Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Balotzcha, which instructs us in something absolutely fascinating, absolutely remarkable. The question that the Medrash poses is, why is it that Parshas Balotzcha is Nismacha, is connected to Parshas Naso? What is the connection between those two Parshios? So Rashi says that Aaron had a sense of Chalishas Hadas. He was distressed. He felt almost a sense of Yeyush because he saw that the Nesim were bringing their gifts for the Chanukas HaMishkan, and Sheva Levi and Aaron had brought nothing, and therefore there was a Chalishas Hadas. There was a weakening of the Das. There was a certain level maybe of depression, of sadness on the part of Aaron HaKohen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, and he assuages Aaron and says, don't worry, Chalkecha, or Gadol Me'ichalkam, your Chalak is going to be greater than their Chalak, because your responsibility is to be Meitiv U'madlik Asaneiros. Your responsibility is to fix and to kindle and to light the Neiros. And besides the question, which I've not really seen addressed in the Bali Machshava or in the Meforshim, as to how do we understand the idea that Aaron HaKohen had a Chalishas Hadas. I mean, Aaron HaKohen had already so much to do and so much responsibility. He knew his Chalak already. Besides for that question, why is it that he was assuaged through the Hatava and the Hadlaka of the Neiros? What was it about the Neiros per se that allowed him to feel assuaged that his role was something that was significant? So if you look in some of the Bali Musar, specifically in a beautiful piece by Chaim Shmulevitz and the Sichos Moser, he describes the essence of the Hadlakos Neiros of the Mishkan. And again, I highly recommend people to take a look at that piece based on the Medrash Tanchuma. But people may know that there's really an amazing Ramban, and this is the place that Hanukkah is mentioned in the Rishonim on the Torah, that the reason that Aaron HaKohen was assuaged by the lighting of the menorah, the reason that that removed his feeling of the Chalishas Hadas, was because the menorah of the Mishkan was eternal. It was lit in the Mishkan, it was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, and because of the nace of the Chashmonaim, because of the nace of the Maccabees, so therefore it's lit forever. And because the menorah is something that has an eternal nature, an eternal quality to it, therefore Aaron HaKohen felt a sense of feeling assuaged, of feeling more settled by the fact that he'd be able to light the menorah. Now, that's a nice idea. It's nice that the menorah is eternal. It's something that was lit by the Chashmonaim and by the Beis Chashmonaim. It's something that's lit by us. But it would seem as though that explanation, that Ramban requires more explanation. Just because it's something that a miracle was done later on, and the fact that you and I, living in Woodmere or Muncie, wherever we are, we still light menorahs, I mean, that alone was something which was enough to bring a menuchas hanefesh to Aaron HaKohen? Possibly, maybe. Or maybe what the Ramban really means is that what Aaron HaKohen came to realize was that there was something eternal about the very maisa, or the very tahalich, of lighting the menorah. It wasn't just, oh, this happens to be the chevtza of which the miracle will occur later on, and this happens to be the chevtza that people are going to light for thousands of years. But that the very essence of Hadlakos Neiros itself is something which has an eternal quality to it. Perhaps the avoda of the Shulchan, maybe the avoda of the Mizbeach HaKetores, other avodos that are done, it's an avoda that is related to the time and place of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. But Hadlakos Ner HaMenorah is something that feels eternal. Why does it feel eternal? Why does it feel like something that goes beyond the time and place of the Mishkan? I believe because it very much gets into the idea of what Or is. And obviously, the few moments that I have on this small little schmooze is not enough time to speak about the idea of Or. But the very idea of Ora HaTorah, the very idea of Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu probes man through his neshama, and therefore the neshama is considered to be like a ner. And on and on and on, the very idea of ner is that man the world, Torah, right? There's like an eternal quality that certainly transcends man's physical existence, right? Ner reflects sort of that idea, nishmas adam, something transcendent, something eternal, something that is beyond time and place, something that feels like it has no bounds, something that has no exact physical properties, right? Ner is exactly all of that. When we think about man's neshama, it's very much a reflection of the fact that we're living in a certain sphere, in a certain time and place. We're defined by physicality. We are born and then we die, we eat and we sleep. But at the same time, there's an eternal quality also. There's an eternal nature also. Klal Yisrael is defined by time and place, but we also recognize that Klal Yisrael transcends that. Torah was given in Har Sinai. We recognize, as the Gemara says, that the Torah is something which existed before the creation of the world. And on and on and on. The very idea of Ner being something that is timeless and transcendent. When Aaron Cohen realized that it would be that Ner that would be his avoda in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, that Ner that existed even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed through the miracle of the Chashmonaim, it was that that brought a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, Chalkecha Gadol Mechalkam, that you will be the eternal bearer of that flame, you are in a Kohen. I think that's a beautiful idea for us. As we light the menorah coming up in a couple of days, so obviously we do so defined by time and space, by a Maisa, by a specific laws of that Maisa. At the same time, the recognition that what we're doing is connecting to something far more eternal, far more beautiful, far more transcendent. It's something that we realize now. That's something that was realized by Aaron HaKohen over 3,000 years ago. Everyone should have a Chag Sameach, Chag Urim Sameach. It should be a beautiful and meaningful Chag for you, for your families, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Good night.